Hey lovelies, and welcome to the Fashion Uncensored show. I'm Tevele, a normal girl from London who started my content creation journey in the summer of 2021. Have you ever felt like you wanted to level up but never knew where to start? Or have you always wanted to join the world of influencing but never quite had the balls? You're not alone. We've all been there, but now is the time to put your big girl pants on and not let fear get in the way of your dreams. So over here, I am keeping it all the way 100 with you about the ups and the downs of the industry while I take you along my own journey and catch a vibe with you along the way. I truly believe there is a seat at the table for everyone, but only for the ones who want it. So if that sounds like a bit of you, you're definitely in the right place. Just a quick disclaimer, in no way is my opinion qualified and everything I do say is based on my own personal journey. Hey guys, and welcome to the Fashion Uncensored show. I'm Tevele London, your host, and today we are going to continue the discussion of the power of reels. Last week we had Tenny J on here and she was talking about her journey and how reels really helped boost her profile. So today in this episode we are going to continue that discussion and get straight into it. So last week we discussed an array of different things from, you know, whether or not you should use watermarks, you know, the ideal reel length, and we also discussed how powerful reels are and how they can really boost your numbers and help your profile. So the first topic that I want to discuss with you today, Tenny, is editing reels. What is the best way to edit reels? Should you edit in reels? Should you not? You know, what's your take on it and what do you do?
I think with me, when I first started, I was editing in TikTok because I found like TikTok editing easy. I was like, I'm gonna struggle with Instagram, but ask me if I even gave it a chance. I didn't. I literally said it was easy, I'm just gonna use this. So obviously I shouldn't have done that, because like we spoke about last week about the watermarks and how Instagram doesn't want that for us from TikTok on their app. So now today I edit in reels, only in reels, unless I want to do some like dramatic effect. Like I think in one of my reels I did like color to black and white, and to do that obviously you upload the colored version of the reel and then go back to my phone and put it black and white and then upload that version as well. So that's the only really difference I do. Or Snapchat, to like do like reverse effect or slow-mo. No, reverse effect on Snapchat. Slow-mo, I only use it in the app. So I just use the reel.
Thanks for giving us your take on that, Tenny. I am the same. I use Instagram reels to edit my reels. And sometimes I will get DMs from people asking me, what app do you use to edit your reels? And I say, I use reels. And I mean, that's just the honest truth. I use Instagram reels to edit my reels. I have tried to use other apps and I just find it really fiddly. I'm not a video editor or anything like that. So I just find it really easy to just do it in reels. It wasn't easy at the beginning. It was very difficult. But I think that there is a technique to making your reels look seamless and also making it look like you perhaps didn't do it in reels, which is why we probably get a lot of questions from people about how we edit our reels. So for you, Tenny, what is your method when it comes to editing your reels?
So it depends. So if I'm doing a walking reel, I would probably split it up a couple times. Like an example, the one where I am in the brown outfit with the black boots, I had like that one whole video of me just walking up the stairs, but I didn't want the whole process of me walking up the stairs because best believe I didn't walk up the stairs that fast, especially in those boots. So I literally cut what, like 1 minute, I'll say 1 minute long video. I didn't walk upstairs for 1 minute, that is ridiculous, but let's just say it was. I cut it like, you know, 1 second, 1 second, 1 second till I reached the top. Grabbed another video of me maybe walking about, stop. Grabbed another video of me maybe standing there, stop. And then grabbed another one of me walking away. So that's pretty much for that. In terms of, but obviously everyone's different because you might want to have that one clip in slow-mo and one clip not. In terms of like my outfit ones, It's definitely like the same, but just chopping them up into like the different outfits, like one outfit, 1 second, another outfit, 1 second, another outfit, 1 second. And some people obviously love when you do it to the music, so that's also a really good thing. But sometimes, I don't know if anyone else finds this, but don't you find that when you edit a reel and it comes together, then you go and pick your music, you pick a song and it literally goes with every beat of what you're doing, and you didn't mean to do that. That's happened to me one too many times, but I'm not complaining. But it also is a great thing to obviously have a song in mind and then picking it and then editing it around the song, because then you could find that you've got yourself like a reel that makes such good sense.
Yeah, no, I completely hear that. And I think I'm the opposite to you in terms of I will always choose my song before I've created my reel. I think I've only done it once and I wasn't happy with it. So for me, when I'm choosing a song for my reel, I choose a song that I like. Usually it's trending, and I think we already spoke about trendy songs last week, so yeah. I won't go into too much depth about that.
Yeah.
But I'll choose a song that's trending that I like, and then I will edit to the song. So I will edit to the beat.
Wow.
So yeah. If the beat is going dum,
mm-hmm.
I will cut my reel up so the dud will be a clip. Dud will be a clip, dud will be a clip, so that when you're watching it, it kind of looks professional. I think that is why people find TikTok editing easier, because TikTok does all of that for you, and Instagram really should jump onto it, but then, TikTok will do it for you. TikTok will make the video to the beat of the song, but Instagram doesn't do that, so... you kind of have to do it manually, and the more you do it, the more you'll refine your skill. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's kind of how I do it, for the most part, and that's how I edit my reels. But also, I think it's important for us all to remember that before we even get to the editing part, there are a few fundamental things that you need to do during your filming process to make it easier when it comes to editing. So for someone like Tenny J, who is kind of doing her, she's like the queen of outfit roulettes, I think, anyway.
No, I'm not. Guys, don't try to come for me and be like, no, she is. This is just Tevele London. Yeah, she just loves to, like, you know, she, do you know what I mean? She loves to uplift her friends, which is so sweet. So don't come for me and be like, no, you know. I know I ain't, okay?
She really loves outfit roulettes, and she does them really well. And I think her numbers prove that. And ultimately, you can't jump on camera and just say, okay, I'm just going to film my outfit roulette.
Yeah.
You need to make sure that your camera cannot move.
Oh my gosh.
Your tripod cannot move. You know, your positioning cannot move. You need to mark where you're standing. There's so much that goes behind it. If your lighting changes, that can also have an effect on how your reel is. So if all of those stuff are not in place before you even get cracking with your reel, by the time it's time for you to edit, you will often find it being a lot more difficult had you just made sure that your setup was right from the, you know, from the beginning.
I've scrapped a lot of reels myself because I didn't wipe my camera before I started filming. Or while I filmed, I've gone back to look at it. I do this very rarely, by the way, but don't be like me. Just to check it before you start packing away, before you take it off of the stand. Like, one of my most recent reels, I literally messed up on the last clip of one of the outfits I filmed, and I literally took my phone off the tripod, I moved the tripod, I moved everything, and I had to go back and do it again, because I was not going to not have that clip. I had to have it. I did it again, but when it came to the editing, you couldn't even notice which outfit was the one I messed up with, and I had to go back and do it, which, that's just luck. But I have tried that before, and it's been completely off, and I've had to scrap it. So she's right when she says that you need to actually just be prepared and be ready, because you would have just wasted your time. Like, a good hour and a half is what it takes me.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think what we've learned from this conversation in regards to editing reels is that, A, you don't have to edit outside of reels to have a good seamless reel. It just takes patience, and I think we all have different methods to it. Tenny likes to edit her reel to how she wants it and then find a song that is appropriate for that reel. And my method is I find a song that I like and I will create my reel around that. And I don't think that there's any right or wrong way to do it. It really just depends on you. And, you know, at the end of the day, what works for you works for you. And I think that's kind of how you should go about it. there are some really good editing apps for people who get really creative with their reels. I know that Video Leap is an app that people do like to use when it comes to creating like different transitions or duplicating themselves. I have actually tried that before and I just couldn't get my head around it. I think I just didn't have enough patience to do that, and I will eventually try it again at some point. But that is an app that people do use. I know that Canva is an app that people use. I use it a lot on my YouTube, and it's really good to add like text and stuff if you're not happy with the text that Instagram have and you want to kind of, you know, zhuzh it up a little bit. So there are different apps as well that are available for people who are not like us and who prefer to have more snazzy reels. I think me and Tenny are more simple when it comes to reels. But, you know, if you want to step it up a little bit and you want to get creative, they are some apps that I would recommend using. The next thing I want to talk to you about is copying concepts. Is it copying if it's a trend? Is it copying if, you know, everyone is doing it? You know, when do we pay homage? You know, when do you actually just tell somebody, do you know what, I got this idea from you? Or if you don't say it, just literally put it on your story, I was inspired by X and Z. Is it okay to not pay homage? Does it matter the size of the creator before you pay homage? Let's talk about it. What's your opinions on that, Tenny?
This is such a tough subject because, like, sometimes people just don't know that, you know, who the creator was of this trend. They've just seen it come about and, you know, they've jumped on it, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if it's literally, like, textbook, like, copied and pasted to a T, then of course you got to pay homage. Like, it's only right. And how don't you feel like a guilty conscience that you, this person can see that, you know, you've taken it from, like, you literally completely just copied and pasted it. Like, everyone's gonna feel that type of way. But I definitely think it is important to pay homage if you are using a concept that, you know, you didn't like necessarily create, you did see it from someone to do it. But I'm sure we are all guilty of, like, not knowing, because not everyone's gonna know, you know.
Yeah, 100%. I think that I couldn't have said it more perfectly myself. At the end of the day, this is social media. We all get inspired by one another. Sometimes someone does something and you think, oh my days, that's amazing, I want to try it this way. Or sometimes someone does something and it's so good and you're like, do you know what, I love it, I need to do it as well. But I think that when it's very clear where you got that idea from, and maybe you and the other person are also in the same community, I think that paying homage is definitely the right thing to do, and it's just social media etiquette 101. Pay homage to fellow creators and show them love, because you obviously like them because you copied their concept. So let other people know that as well. Don't try and take all the glory when it wasn't your idea. As a fellow creator, it can sometimes take days to think of a concept. It's not so easy of just waking up one morning and thinking, oh, do you know what, this is what I'm going to do. And, you know, sometimes it can actually take a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of sleepless nights, editing, trying to get it right. So for that to happen, and then somebody just absolutely copy and paste your idea and not even pay a little bit of homage and say, you know what, I was inspired by X, I think that it is a little bit rude and a bit offensive. So that's just my opinion. I'm not saying that, you know, we should do it in every single scenario, and you have to judge each scenario on its own merits, but it's definitely something to be aware of, because what's the harm in just saying I was inspired by X? You know, you were inspired by them, show them some love, let's do it. You know, you don't lose anything from showing other people love, especially people who are in your community. I think it's very important that, you know, we do that. And who knows, maybe next time they're going to be inspired by you and they pay you homage as well. So it definitely works two ways. Okay, guys, so the next thing that I want to touch on is the type of reels you should be doing on your profile. And I think that this is really, really important because this is a make or break when it comes to your social media and your business. Look, at the end of the day, do what you want to do. If you are a fashion and lifestyle blogger, then, you know, do vlogs. You know, show us your fashion. You know, we want to know what lipstick you're wearing. We want to know what shoes you've got on. We want to know where you've gone for dinner. You know, do that. But if you are, for example, a beauty page, you know, I don't want to see a reel of you making cookies. And that is not me throwing shade or anything like that. But maybe if you do it once or twice, yeah, that's cute. She's cute and she makes cookies. That's amazing. But, you know, the people, the followers that you have gained have all come on your profile for your beauty. They want to know about your lipstick. They want to know about your eyeshadow, your eyelashes. They don't want to come to your profile to watch you make cookies because they have their influencer who they love to follow and who they go to when they are making cookies.
Do you have yours?
I don't actually eat cookies, but if I did, I would have my influencer to go to for that. And I think that people also get confused why people unfollow them. And I think another reason why a lot of people do get unfollowed sometimes is because they are not sticking to the assignment. I've come to your profile for this, and this is why I followed you, and now you're doing this. And, you know, sometimes it's actually no hard feelings because I unfollow people who switch up too much. I came to you for this and now you're giving me something else. And you know what? I it's no hard feelings, but this is not why I follow you. So, you know, in your opinion, what do you think about, you know, switching it up?
I definitely agree that if it's not like something that's relatable to like what you're doing, then it is quite confusing. I do know that in lockdown, a lot of people, especially like fashion bloggers, were doing a lot of that, like baking with us and stuff like that. And I mean, we was in lockdown, so I can understand as to why that was coming about. Is that, you know, this is what you can be doing because this is what I'm doing. But I think now, as you know, we're out of lockdown, we're not restricted, like seeing that now would be quite confusing. But you could say the same about like holiday vlogs and stuff. But like, I love a good holiday vlog. Like, I literally want to.
But you're still showing your fits. You know, you're doing a holiday vlog, but I can still see that you're wearing a satin dress and you've got a straw hat on, and I can still see your shoes. You're not doing a holiday vlog and completely doing something that is completely irrelevant to your niche. Like even doing vlogs of you having a spa day, like. That, I think, is appropriate because at the end of the day, you're a fashionista, for example, and it's your everything is image related. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to a spa day, you know, we want to know, you're so fabulous from head to toe. What do you, you know, how do you keep this up? How do you keep this flawless appearance up, for example?
Yeah.
So it is related, you know. Yeah,
but I think that just brings in the whole debate about fashion and fashion and lifestyle. So if you are a fashion lifestyle like blogger, then we would expect that from you, you know, because, you know, you're showing us your lifestyle, so show us more, like, okay, what else, okay, what else. So, but obviously, if you're just purely just fashion, you're not really showing us your lifestyle, like feed fillers and stuff like that, then it would be quite, you're going to throw someone off a little bit, but not necessarily, I don't want to say throw it off, it'll just be a case of like, oh, this is new, like, okay, you're introducing this now, okay, this is interesting. But in terms of the whole baking thing, since that's like, it's not the only topic, is
it? No, it's just an example. It's just an example because it's so far removed from obviously whatever the niche is that you are in. If you're a football channel, you know, and you predominantly talk about football and that's what you do, like you only do football and stuff, and then one minute you're doing a clean with me day. You know, your football fans are going to be thinking, hold on, we want to know about match of the day. Why are we doing clean with me? And some people are going to love it and some people are going to appreciate it, but other people are going to be thinking, nah, I'm here for the football, don't want to know about you cleaning.
Yeah, I guess, like, it's a bit like, let's say, a day in a life, but that relates it back to, like, if you are going to go on a spa day or something like that. I don't know, it just depends on the consumer, but it would definitely throw someone off if you were to do something completely opposite from, like, what they actually follow you for. But that's just a normal thing, really. That's just normal.
Yeah, exactly, 100%. And that's why we have things like Instagram stories and IGTVs and, you know, other platforms like YouTube, for example, where you can actually show these other things and show these other sides to you so that your audience can get to know you. Like, a lot of us don't utilize a lot of us don't utilize Instagram stories as much as we should. So if you want to go on there and show them that you're a sick baker, then you go ahead and do that. Or set up a whole new Instagram page for that. So no one's saying that you can't be a fashionista and, you know, you can't like, you know, interior or, you know, or cook with me or whatever.
I do love good interior.
Oh, I know. Oof. Me. I know. Oh, me. My goodness. You know I love interior.
Oh, yeah. I do love a good interior. Melissa's wardrobe is like amazing example.
But she's an example of that. Because
of fashion and lifestyle.
She is fashion and lifestyle. Yeah. And she loves interior. And she's got a YouTube channel dedicated to interior. But if you go on her Instagram page, you're not seeing millions of pictures of cushions. Mm. And you're not seeing, you know, sofas and stuff like that. It's all part of the aesthetics, but she's not doing that on her Instagram because she knows why people follow her on Instagram. And for the people who are interested in her interior, they will go on her YouTube, subscribe,
or her highlights,
or all her highlights, and they will see that. And that, I guess, that's why you can do your stories and you can put that on your highlights and you can also express yourself in that way. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it, I'm just saying that just be aware of it and be aware of what your audience want, because your audience is ultimately what is keeping us going on this platform. And if your audience lose interest, then, you know, where do you go from there? So it's definitely important to do that, I think. Okay, and I think that kind of ties into, you know, my next point, which is reels will get you a lot of reach. So you could get like thousands and thousands of views, etc., from doing a particular type of reel. But then if you're not meeting the expectations when people follow you, which equals like when people commit to you, then they will go. So like as fast as you got those followers, it's as fast as you can lose those followers, because people are here for a certain thing, and if you're not delivering, they will go. I can give you a perfect example. It happened to me yesterday where I had the podcast Instagram, and I posted on it like a snippet of the first episode, and I had 51 followers, and then the next day I went on there and I had 50, and I was like, oh my days, I've just lost a follower. And Tenny was like, well, you haven't posted on there.
I thought, what do you expect?
You know, like, what do you expect? And she is so right. So I've put on here, you know, this is all going to be podcast-related stuff that's related to Instagram and influencing, and people have followed, and then I'm not giving it to them.
Yeah.
So why should I stick around, you know? I've come here because you do fashion and you do Instagram, and you do fashion roulettes and styling calls, and I've come on there and you're showing me, you know,
a snippet with a logo, and like, where's the person behind this? Who are you?
Exactly.
And, you know.
So if you're gonna promote something on reels, that is that's wicked, because you know you're gonna get the reach, but then you're gonna get the followers as well. But if you're not gonna give them what they want, they will leave. If your Instagram blows up because you've posted, for example, an outfit roulette, and then they follow you, and then you start doing walks with Troy and the dog every single day.
You leave Troy out of this.
Then those people will go, because I didn't follow you to watch you walk Troy. I followed you for your roulette. And what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, like, I had to kind of like give her a kick up the booty, because it was like, come on, like, okay, the reel is going to get you that reach, great, but when they're now clicking on, I don't think they can really, when you're scrolling through the reel, they can't see when you've uploaded it, innit? Let's say you're scrolling on the reel actual, like, you know, tab on Instagram, they don't know when you posted that reel. So now when they're clicking on to your Instagram, okay, cool, they can check it there, but with that one post, it looks like an abandoned account. So it's a case of like, all right, as soon as you've uploaded that, you need to now upload, okay, what, your first episode, when it's coming, you know, let us know what's the whole theme behind this podcast, like what's it gonna look like. Like, I came from reels, like, and I heard that you're gonna be, you know, releasing a podcast, like, but I'm bored already, you know. So it's just about keeping them engaged and keeping them wanting more. You can't post a reel, see it do well, and then run away, like, because there is gonna come a day in a couple of weeks where the reel will die down and you need something else to help you. Like, I Tevele London has heard me complain for the last few weeks about how Instagram just completely took me out. Like, they said, you're going to lose 30 followers a day. Sorry, I don't know why, but you are. And that's because I wasn't posting as much. I wasn't doing as much. I abandoned my account. And I'm sure we're going to get into the whole, like, taking breaks and stuff. But, you know, it was quite a kick to the gut, because it was like, I'm so used to, like, you know, having my engagement do so well and having things work well for me. But it's the same time I need to look at myself. Like, what are you doing to keep mm-hmm. those people?
Don't get comfortable. If you get comfortable, yeah. that is when things start to flop for yeah. you. Because at the end of the day, you know, somebody else will come and take your place. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a place for everybody.
There is, yeah.
But at the end of the day, you have to work for it, and you mm-hmm. have to keep on top, and you have to stay relevant at yeah. the end of the day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, honestly, we always say, like, oh, it feels good to, like, upload that reel and it's doing well. Like, oh, breathe. But no, don't breathe. Keep going. You need to keep going. Like, okay, breathe, actually. You need to breathe. But keep going.
Don't stop breathing, guys.
Don't stop breathing. But you need to keep going. Like, I'm sorry, but no days off. Like, you need to keep it, the momentum up, because, ugh. Like Tevele London said, someone will take that place, and, you know, people will lose interest, and that those followers will go. They will disappear very, very quickly. As quick as they came, they will go.
Yeah, exactly. So if they come quick, they can definitely go quickly as well if you don't give them what they want. And that goes into my next topic of, what do you do when your reel flops? Because right now, my reels have been flopping, guys, and I know why. I think because I did kind of get a little bit lazy, and, you know, my concepts have been quite boring, and, you know, I can take responsibility for that. And I think that's why my Instagram reels haven't been doing so well. My audience aren't excited, so I've had to think of a new strategy and actually think about, okay, what can I do differently now? How can I keep them engaged? That's what you have to do. You have to constantly evolve. But when your reel does flop, what do you do? Do you give up? Do you say, okay, do you know what? My reel flops. Instagram hates me. Do you take a break? Do you have a sulk? Do you have a crybaby moment? Mm-mm. Or do you keep on going? What would you say to people who are going through moments where their Instagram is just shagging them, essentially?
No, you don't give up, obviously. Like, that's just, you worked this hard to get this far. Like, everyone has their days, though. That's what brings that, I mean, this is what kind of brings into, like, the mental health side of things. Like, everyone has their days where it's like, I'm trying so hard, I'm putting this much effort into it, and I'm not getting the results that I believe I deserve. But that's not necessarily that you've put out awful content or, like, content that's not relatable. Instagram just has its days when it wants to, like, be nice and when it doesn't want to be so nice to, you know, some people's content. But let's blame it on the algorithm, actually, which is still Instagram. But, like, everyone has their days, like, where Instagram will take you for a journey, and then when they'll just be like, nah, you stay right there, you ain't moving. So you just have to just keep playing the game, keep going, like, keep pushing, and you will be fine. I had, like, I said at the start of the podcast that the start of the year for me was really shaky, because anything I put out was just getting hidden. Like, it was not going anywhere. But I literally said, I'm going to keep going. I am going to keep going, because why not? Like, I know I can do this. And now I'm having, like, touch wood, the best week. And I want to keep that momentum going for as long as I possibly can before Instagram comes and takes me out again.
Yeah, I think it's important to know that, guys, you are not alone. And if you are in this, then and you're in this for the long haul, then please don't let Instagram ruin your momentum, because it happens to all of us. It happens to me. And there's always that constant fear of, oh, when is Instagram going to say, yeah, you've had your shine now. Mm-hmm.
Hide you.
Mm-hmm. You know, my reach is, it's the reels for me which carry my account and which is helping me with my growth, because it gives me the reach. But my Instagram pictures, the reach is not any better than it was when I was on, like, 2K. And that's so sad, like, that my reels is what pushes me. But we'll talk about that on another episode. So, yeah, so what I want to talk about now is I call them secret reels. they're not secret reels, because they circulate in the reel tab, but I just call them secret reels because I'm a weirdo. But I was having a little bit of an experiment a couple of weeks ago with Reels. And essentially, it was just posted Reels, but only to the Reels and not to my feed. And I wanted to see if it would make a difference to my followers and or not. And what I found was when I did that, I was getting quite a lot of reach at the beginning. And it would last maybe for like a day or two. And then it would just stop, like at a halt. So I would get like maybe like 4,000 views really quickly. And then the next day it's on like 4,100. And then the day after that it's like on 4,200. So I was only getting a couple or just even 100 views per day, which is actually like not great. Like if, yeah, in comparison to if I would post an in-feed post, I would get more views. So also, I think another reason why is because, believe it or not, when you are posting your Reels on your feed, it is your community that will actually help push that Reel for you without realizing. So those people who are liking it, those people who are commenting on it, and even those people who don't say anything and just watch it are helping. The people who are saving it are helping. When you post it just on Reels, your community aren't going to really see that. So your engagement on that Reel might not be as good as if you just posted it in Reels. So when I did my little experiment, my comment section was really bad. I think I maybe had like 5 comments in total, and 2 of them were like, you know, those people who are like, follow this account, you know, those robots. They weren't actually real people. So yeah. It didn't help. And then I would delete those Reels, and that had a massive knock-on effect on my account as well. So we're going to go into deleting Reels. I've deleted a few Reels from my secret Reels that I've done. And I thought that Reels, it wouldn't affect my profile because I wasn't seeing an effect straight away. Mm-hmm. But in hindsight, I found for myself anyway that it really did have a massive knock-on effect on my profile. And I just think that if you are uploading a reel, then you've uploaded the reel now, sis, and you need to keep that reel there, because with pictures it's different. You can archive it, and from the research that I've done, people suggest that you archive instead of deleting it, because it just confuses the algorithm. The algorithm don't like it when things suddenly change.
It
confuses the algorithm, and then the algorithm is just like, okay, what's going on? Like, you know, like, what do I do here? And then it takes the algorithm a while to understand your profile again, because every time you upload, it teaches the algorithm a little bit about you. And when you just completely remove that, the algorithm has to kind of reset and think, okay, what do I do? So guys, if you are uploading Reels and deleting them, then I just think that, you know, if it's not affecting your profile, then crack on. But I can only speak for myself and my experience with it.
It depends on how soon as well.
Yeah.
Like, how soon are you deleting it? Like, are you deleting it straight away? Like, because I've seen the people that have deleted their Reels straight away and then re-uploaded it, and it's done well for them. Like, they're still okay. So that's what I'm saying about everyone has their individual relationship with this algorithm, that it the same thing that happened with that person might not necessarily happen with you. So I'm not saying to delete it straight away and it'll be fine. But I think what me and Tevle did was we went for our Reels and started deleting older ones that we didn't necessarily like. And I even thought, yeah, no, it's fine. It's not done if it's my account. But where I've said I've had this shaky start to the year, maybe that's my reason. Maybe that's the reason why I had such a shaky start, because I'm here deleting, you know, Reels. I think the highest one I deleted had 155,000 views. Ask me why I deleted it. I don't know. I was having a moment. Like, I was having a proper moment and I removed it. And I mean, that could be the reason as to why I had my shaky week.
Yeah, and I just want to touch on something that Tenny said about, you know, sometimes people will upload a reel twice and then they'll see that the numbers on the second reel that they did do better. And you know what? That does happen. Like, I have seen it with my own two eyes myself. I've seen, you know, people upload a reel and then maybe it's on 5,000 views and then they re-upload it and then it's on 7,000 views. But it's just a very bittersweet moment anyway, because what are the chances that that reel was on 5,000 views and then now all of a sudden it's on 20,000 views? Like, show me the stats, show me the analytics. I want to see people who where that has happened to, because I am yet to see it. Okay, fine, you get an extra 2,000 views. Now what? That's not life-changing, you know? So just believe in the process and things will pick up, you know? I've had reels that have been sitting there on 5K views for a week and then the next week it's on 15K views. So, you know, you have to be patient. Obviously, if after 3 weeks or 2 weeks, your reel's not picking up, then you might want to re-upload that reel, maybe reuse that footage with maybe a different song or something like that. Like, you know, there are like loads of different things you could do. Try a different edit, maybe slow-mo it, maybe try a different effect, have it in black and white, use an Instagram filter. You know, actually, that is another thing, that if you use trending reel filters, that can also help with your reels as well. Yeah, that is a thing. There are filters that people use, and some filters do trend.
What filter? I've never heard of a filter.
You can use like black and white filters. Like if you actually go into the reel tab and you swipe, you can use different filters. I've used a black and white filter in one of my reels before. It wasn't trending, but yeah, you can definitely use trending filters, and that can help. So there are like a loads of different things that you can do, but if you're deleting and uploading reels, you know, it's hard. Especially as well, like, imagine seeing, if I've already seen a reel once and I see it again, that initial buzz for me is not the same. So, like, you know, let's say you've uploaded a reel, everyone in your community goes crazy, they love it, and then you upload the reel again, you might get half the amount of comments because people are like, okay, we like the reel, but we've already seen it now. So are you going to give us something else, you know? So just do bear that in mind as well. Like, obviously, like, you want to, you know, get a greater audience and stuff like that. But it all goes back down to, you know, you still have to serve your audience that you currently have as well and keep them constantly engaged with you. The next topic of discussion is the best time to post reels. And I think that is a question that we all have. So yeah, I'm just going to let Teniola kind of take the floor with this one and ask her, what do you think? Is there the ultimate time to post your reel?
No. Because, like I said, the algorithm does what it wants when it wants. So there isn't, like, a right or wrong time. I've posted a reel in the afternoon before, I think. I posted a reel on a Saturday before, which I used to think Saturdays were like a no-go zone, but that was me, that was for what the algorithm does for me. Like, Saturdays were no, like Friday nights were no, but now I just don't care. Like, I'm gonna post it when I want, like, and hope for the best. You actually posted a reel on Saturday, remember? That was when I was going through my no Saturday, like, day, no weekend for reels for me. Basically, I was doing no weekends because I thought the last few times I did it, it literally hid my account and it was just quite sad. But Tevlay did it one weekend. I was like, is this girl crazy? Like, is she sure? And that was one of your best reels. Yeah. That was your most viral reel, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I posted a reel on a Saturday at, like,
9 p.m.
in the evening. And that reel got over half a million views. That was my best reel. That was the reel that... That was... Actually, it still is. That was the reel that got over 600,000 views. And do you know what it is, guys? Just because everyone's posting at 6 o'clock,
yeah,
or at 4 o'clock on a Wednesday, doesn't mean that you do. You have to look at your analytics, yeah. And if you're not looking at your analytics, there's a problem. My analytics are constantly changing,
yeah, always.
So, you know, sometimes I might have more followers that are between the ages of, I don't know, let's just say 16 and 21, and then maybe another week I've got another influx of followers and my followers are between 25 and 35. So if you've got a young audience, then what are they going to be doing on the weekend? They might be going out, who knows? If you've got a more mature audience, then the weekends might be a time where they do sit down on their phone and they do kind of have like Instagram time. So, you know, that might be the best time for you to post because that's going to be the best time when your audience are out as well. If you have a UK audience, then the time that you're going to post is going to be different to if you have an American-based audience or if you have a Moroccan-based audience, for example. So look at your analytics. Don't follow what your peers are doing, because everybody has a different algorithm and everybody has different analytics, you know? So look at that, understand your analytics, you know, experiment with different times, and then eventually, you know, you will never get it right, but because none of us do, but you will kind of figure out if maybe posting at 9 p.m. is the best time to post, or whether posting at 5 p.m. is the best time to post. That's what I think. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, everyone's different. Don't, like, just follow what anyone else is doing, because that's when, you know, I don't know, things can go wrong very, very easily. So, most definitely, I've had to learn that it doesn't even matter about, like, let's say if that time when Tevele London did post it on a Saturday and I was like, this girl is nuts. Like, I was so scared. I was like, she's about to call me up tomorrow and be like, Tevele, my reel's doing so bad. Like, but it did the complete opposite, because guess what? Like, that she followed her own analytics, as she said. So 100%, like, just do your own thing. Follow your own, like, your own process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now let's just go into the topic of social media breaks. And the reason why I am bringing this up when we're supposed to be talking about reels is because if you do have a social media break, you know, sometimes it can really affect your profile and you can't see growth. But there is one thing that you can do to turn it around, and I think that is using reels.
Yeah, that's true. It is true.
Like, I am yet to take a social media break. I haven't taken one yet. Like, what about you? Well, actually, you said you haven't, have you?
No,
you've posted never. Every single week since you started, like, your social media journey. I haven't taken Instagram breaks just because I just have goals that I really, really need to achieve, and I'm not letting anything get in between that. And I understand that everybody has, like, different, like, circumstances that happen in their life where actually they need to take a social media break, because there are other things that take precedence. And luckily for me, touch wood, I haven't been in that situation where I've had to ultimately say, Instagram, I will see you in a couple of months. And I'm grateful that I haven't been in that position.
Yeah.
But if you have been in that position, then there are some things you could do. And I think
thinking about doing it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or if you're thinking about it, then when you do come back, definitely, like, just act like you never left.
Yeah.
You know? Because if you start, like, pussyfooting around, then, you know, you're not going to get the results. But you've gone, you come back bigger and better than ever. Mm-hmm. You know, jump back into it. Get back to interacting with people, you know, get back into it. Jump on reels. Have a sick reel. Show them, okay, I've left, but I've come back. And now look at what I'm producing.
Have a Q&A.
You know what I mean?
Maybe a Q&A as well.
Have a Q&A. Talk to people. Engage with people. Get people buzzing to see you, and that can help you. What do you think?
Absolutely. Act like you never left. Like, obviously people will ask, like, are you okay? Like, and you can let them know if you're comfortable telling them. But everyone needs a break sometimes. Like, I know I need a break, but like Tevele London said, I don't know if that's now, especially when I have goals and I've got things that, you know, I want to achieve, especially by the end of this year itself. I don't see myself taking a break. And, you know, it's actually quite easy to not take a break, but then take a break at the same time. Like, if you do bulk content,
yeah.
You know, do a bulk content day, and just in that week, all you're doing is really posting. You're still on social media, but you're kind of not, like, pressure to do too much. You could still be posting, you'll still get, you know, the same engagement, maybe not so much if you're not, like, really on it as much, but, you know, at least you're still there, and, you know, your how can I say, your Instagram page won't necessarily even notice you've taken a break, because you're still posting and you're still doing your thing. So, you know, like, you can have a break, not break, if that's what you want to call it.
absolutely, Tanya, I couldn't agree more. I think that for me, I rely so heavily on bulk content, guys. Every single time I post, best believe that is not a picture that I took on that day. It is usually pictures that I've had in bulk. Like,
chilling.
You know, for the whole, you know, December, January period, I was pretty sick with the Rona. And it was the bulk content that was keeping me through. Like, I wasn't really on Instagram that much. Like, it may have seemed like I was still there, but I most definitely wasn't, you know? And I think that when you do feel like you need a break, if you have that content that is there and you can spend your little 20 minutes a day on the app, you know, then you're not really there. But your social media presence is still very much like alive. And I'll be the first one to say I'm on social media and I do, you know, and I'm a content creator, but I'm probably like the least social media person you will ever meet. Like, I do not spend time on Instagram. Like, I'm on Instagram, like, as little as I can be. Like, I'll go on there to see what other people are on, like, to see, you know, like, fashion fits and stuff like that, interact with you guys, and to post, and that's it. Like, I don't spend a lot of time on social media, A, because I find that I don't really have the time to, and B, because, like, I sometimes just want to enjoy my real life, you know, and that's okay. So if you ever feel like, oh, do you know, I'm spending so much time on Instagram, like every day it's Instagram this, Instagram that, like I'm having to put that, like, take pictures every day to go on my Instagram. It's like, okay, work really, really hard that week and say this week I'm going to bulk so that next week you can just be more relaxed. You don't have to worry too much about Instagram and you can just like focus on your real life and then, you know, get back into it properly when you want to.
Yeah, I completely agree. Literally, I'm the opposite, though. I can't get off my phone. But I don't know. I am better these days that I can be away from my phone for a very, very long time and not feel like I've missed out on much. But yeah, like, yeah. But it's absolutely really important to just focus on actually your real life because you can get lost in the social media world. It's pretty scary. So yeah, don't let it consume too much of your time, especially don't let it consume too much of your time.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it's important that even if you are embarking on the social media journey or you are a social media fanatic or content creator, that you still don't lose sight of who you are and what you're about. Like, Tenny has always been kind of, like, she's always been a lover of social media. Like, you know, she likes social media. Like, she's always kind of like Instagram and stuff like that, like, before she was actually a content creator. Whereas me, myself, like, I've never really been, like, a social media kind of person, like, and for me, social media is great because it's an outlet that allows me to express myself, but I've never really been that social media kind of girl. Like, I've always kind of been a little bit more introverted, so, like, just because now I'm a content creator doesn't mean that I have to change who I am, and yeah. I have to, like, you know, be on the app all the time when I wouldn't typically be on the app all the time because, you know, it just drives me crazy at times. And I'm just like, oh, do you know what? Like, I don't want to be on Instagram. And sometimes Tenny's like, Tevele, like, you need to post. Like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, you know what? You're right. I do need to post. Because at the end of the day, it's like, I forget sometimes that actually I have a social media presence and, you know, I need to be on my A game. So definitely, like, you know, you could be like Tenny, who's like, you know, always been a lover of social media, or you could be like myself, who is just still kind of navigating her way through and still just trying to, like, you know, fall in love with it, because sometimes I'm just like, you know what, like, this is dead, I can't be asked. So but I think it's important to also bear in mind that the more time you spend on it, like, the more results you're going to get back. Like, my engagement right now could be a lot better. Like, it's not terrible, but it's not necessarily where it would be, as opposed to maybe Tenny, who has, like, you know, usually quite good engagement because she actually does spend time on the app. So at the end of the day, it's a give or take. Like, you what you put in is what you get out. If you're going to spend time on the app, spend time on the app, make sure you're engaging, and you'll get good, you know, good engagement and stuff like that. And if you're going to take a more relaxed approach like myself, then don't cry when, you know, your engagement isn't as good as perhaps maybe your peers. But at the end of the day, like, you know, that's the decision that you've made. So, you know, there's no right or wrong. Do what works for you and, you know, just enjoy it. That's what I think.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as you're enjoying it. If it starts to not be fun, then you need to completely change a lot. Like, you know, because I had a period where it wasn't fun anymore. It was just completely like, go, 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 go. And I lost the fun. But pick back up the fun and just get to it. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah, 100%. I think that is ultimately the thing that we want to leave with today's episode, is that it needs to be fun. And if it's not fun, then you need to switch up and you need to do something to make it fun again. Like, you know, that period where I wasn't creating content and I was just having to like upload bulk content was boring for me. But when I actually got out there and started taking content again, oh my days, guys, it was so fun for me. I loved it. I loved every moment of it. Like even the awkward stares that we get, you know, when you're taking pictures and stuff. I just thought,
that is move. That is a conversation for another day. We are not going to get into that because I got time.
It's a struggle.
Time for that. However long you need. This took, 4 hours? I've got time.
Yeah, no, but even that was just that, oh, do you know what, like the buzz, it was back. So just make sure that you have fun with it. But yeah, guys, that is the end of part two of the power of reels. I had so much fun here with my gal, having a chat about reels and how it can boost your profile. And I just want to leave this episode on a positive note, guys. And, you know, just remind you that, you know, if I have caused offense to anyone today, like, you know, it's not intentional. You know,
not her putting out disclaimer. She's scared of getting cancelled. Yeah, like she said what she said, and she meant what she meant. She said, She said what she said, and she meant what she said when she said it.
What? Listen, 100%. I said what I said, and I meant what I said when I said it. But I didn't mean to hurt anyone's feelings. But you know what? Yeah. This is Fashion Uncensored. So this is the Fashion Uncensored show. So if you want to get real, then stay here. You know what I mean?
Guys, the sky is so nice.
Don't let her detour, guys. I just want to say thank you so much for sticking around. And I will catch you next week when we delve more into social media and all its glory. Take care, everyone. And thank you for listening to the Fashion Uncensored show.